every night, despite his missing eye. When I was 10 years old, all I ever wanted was to be a Spice Girl. I used to drive my mum and dad crazy, running around the house, shouting out the lyrics to Wannabe whilst performing a little dance routine I'd made up. I was constantly putting my hand on my hip and swinging it out to the side, making a peace sign with my other hand and shouting, "Girl power!" as loud as I could. I loved them so much that I even named my goldfish Ginger after Jerry, my favourite spice. I was devastated when she decided to leave. The Spice Girls with no Ginger just wasn't the same, and so my passion to become one of them simply ended, after crying my eyes out for hours, of course. At some point, that extrovert little girl who used to sing to anyone who would listen and dance without a care in the world became painfully shy and bashful. I suddenly became less confident at school and around other people, preferring the company of a good book to an actual human. It's bizarre how everything changed. At primary school, I was the girl everyone wanted to befriend, but by secondary school, I had become awkward and tried my best to avoid everyone. I hated attention, people asking me questions or putting me in the spotlight. I preferred to blend into the background unnoticed. I felt safer that way. On the odd occasion that anyone would attempt to hold eye contact with me, I'd usually end up shaking like a leaf or turning bright red, causing me to stare at the floor for the rest of the day. Actually, I did have one friend, Mary Lance, who was equally as socially inept as I was. I say we were friends, but in reality we hardly ever talked to each other. So I guess she was more like a silent partner. It was just nice to have someone by my side at lunchtimes or in class, someone who wouldn't pry into my life. I think we took comfort in the fact that we weren't alone. At the end of my A-levels, when the rest of my year had either secured a place at university, Mary went off to study dentistry at Sheffield, or planned to take a gap year so that they could travel the world, I was still unsure of what I wanted from life. I decided to join those taking a gap year, although not to travel. Wandering aimlessly around the globe and experiencing what the world had to offer did have its appeal, but I just wasn't quite ready to leave my home, or my mum at that point. I was simply going to stay in my home village of Rosefont Hill, deep in the Kent countryside, and get a little job to tide me over until I decided what I wanted to do with my days. I started my job hunt by dropping off my CV in the village shops. There weren't and aren't that many to target. We have a bank, a library, a post office, budgeons, a florist, a few clothes shops, a hardware store, a cafe, and a tea shop. Hardly the most riveting high street ever. The last place I entered was Tea on the Hill, perched on the hill's peak, with great views over the rest of the village. As I entered the tea shop, my eyes wandered over the 7 tables covered in mismatched floral print tablecloths, each surrounded by 2 or 3 chairs, all different shapes and designs. The cups, saucers and teapots being used by the customers were also contrasting in their patterns. Absolutely nothing matched, but bizarrely it all fitted together perfectly. The smell of freshly baked scones filled my nostrils and 1950s jazz played softly in the background. I was staring at a secret little den for women. Why had I never been in here before? Flying around the room was a woman who I guessed was in her 60s. Her grey hair was set in a big rollered quiff at the front, with the rest of her curls held in underneath a net. I watched her dart between customers, taking orders, bringing out food, and stopping briefly for a little natter here and there. She continued to keep a calm smile on her face, even though it was clear that she was running the shop alone. I stood at the counter and waited for her to come over, which she eventually did, whilst wiping her hands dry on her pink floral apron, which covered a glamorous light blue dress underneath.
"Hello there, dearie. Sorry about the wait. What can I get you?" she asked with a broad smile and kind blue eyes. In the previous shops I'd walked into, I had just wanted to throw my CV